following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
You've heard me talk about it. Now it's time to take some action on it, my friends. Central Barbecue. Yeah, those of you that live here in Memphis know exactly what I'm talking about. They've got three locations here in town. And their food is just absolutely divine. The best pulled pork you'll ever put in your mouth. Some of the best ribs you'll ever have. It's been rated the number one barbecue shop in the city of Memphis for many years. And for good reason, because they do it right. It's that slow-smoked style Memphis spice deal. Oh, my God, their meat is wonderful. And those of you that don't live in the area need to try it. And you can, because you can. They'll deliver it to you no matter where you are in the United States of America. They will ship you the pulled pork. They'll ship you the ribs. They'll ship you the spices and the sauce. They'll take care of you. You want to learn more? Go to our website, radio-memphis.com, and take a look at the banner ad for Central Barbecue. It's at the top of the page, and it'll just kind of cycle through. You'll see it roll up. You know, just when you'll see it, wait for it to come up, click on it. It'll take you right to the shop. You order it on a Monday, you'll have it by Wednesday. Perfect for the holidays, right at your table. You'll impress your friends, your neighbors, everybody else. Hell, be greedy. Use it for yourself. It's great. It's great deals over there for you. Get a taste of Memphis delivered right to your door from our friends at Central Barbecue, proud sponsors of this program from Radioland. And we're lucky to have them on board, and we're grateful for it. They're wonderful people. All right, let's get on with the show. Hello. My name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. I learned an important lesson this week, and you would think I would know better, but it was one of those deals where, not so much. A couple of actually cool things, really. The idea that Facebook allows you to block people... I love it. You know, I don't have to unfriend you, but I can block you. Which is kind of groovy, because I'm seeing so many crazy things. I know we all are. The political ranting has gone off the chain. It's gone crazy. And it's understandable. People have their points of view. You're entitled to them. I just don't need it rammed down my throat, and I don't have to look at it. So there is that. But one of the lessons that I learned... This past week was, it was a mistake on my part, because I shouldn't have even engaged in this activity, but I did. What I did was, I had made a post about a building that is owned by the city that's been leaking, and it's the bait shop, it's the pyramid, and I made reference to that we should just, you know, put a big blue tarp over it, and that would be that. And of course, we have to foot the bill because it's owned by the city, so the taxpayers have to pay about $100,000 to have the roof fixed on this thing, because it's leaking. And now people are going crazy. And I made a little comedic post about it. And it somehow managed to completely devolve. And somebody had gone nuts and was talking about the building of FEMA camps here in this area. And without even thinking about it, it was a big mistake. Without even thinking about it, I just said... I'm surprised people still believe this sort of activity exists. You know, the conspiracy, we've talked about conspiracy theories before here, and I'm fascinated by the mentality of those. Well, I got basically attacked over the whole damn thing, and I was, you know, that I wasn't aware of what was going on, and that I was mistaken to think that the government actually has good intentions about this, that, or the other. It's like, oh, for God's sake, shut the fuck up. Oh, and of course, this person had posted a picture of something that was under construction and had the word FEMA in it. So automatically it was going to be a concentration camp, and that there was going to be, you know, that they were building it. So they were going to round up all the people that didn't trust the government and do that. Look, if logic doesn't work in the world, in the mind of a conspiracy theorist, what was actually being built was a storm shelter. Okay. FEMA stands for the Federal Emergency Management Group, okay? And these people that buy into this whole thing, these are concentration camps that are going to be built to round up all the people. And when they do this, There's going to be only the people left that will that are going to be willing sheep of the government. Here's the thing. Nobody trusts the government. If you do, you've got problems. But nobody trusts. Look at the current crop of people running for president of this land. They're all crackpots, every last fucking one of them. But, you know, we've got these FEMA camps. They've been around forever, man. They're going to round you up. You're going to be the first one to go into the concentration camp, and that's going to be that. Look, pal, if they were going to use the FEMA camps, they would have been used a long time ago. Hell, Dick Cheney would have rounded up as many people as he could have to get into these goddamn camps. They don't use them. That's not what it's there for. People are under this. These are the same people who believe that high-flying aircraft are spraying, you know, chemicals onto us because they see the contrails flying. They don't understand the concept of science. They don't want to. And you can't argue with them, and that's just it. And I when I said that, you know, I can't believe people still believe this stuff, then, of course, I got jumped on for that, which is fine. I just quit the argument. I just walked away from it. I had to. I had to just step away from this ridiculous conversation because there's just no winning. You can sit there and explain science. You can explain logic. You can try and reason with these people as best as you can, but it doesn't work. They're going to believe what they're going to believe. And if that's the way it is, then that's fine. They're not causing any trouble. It's just, you know, in the absence of logic, this sort of thing happens. And, you know, it's like the contrails, the planes that are spraying the shit in the air, supposedly. They don't understand science. We use aircraft to spray things all the time. You know, crops, hence crop dusting. Ever seen how that works? A plane flies really low to spray the plants. If they were going to spray people, they wouldn't do it from 30,000 feet. They don't understand the science of it, so they're just gonna buy into this shit, and that's fine. And the building of the FEMA camps to round us all up. Look, let's be honest. We already exist in a FEMA camp. We are under the if the government wanted to take over a town for whatever reason, they could do it. They'll send in the National Guard. They'll militarize the police, as we have seen. In San Bernardino, they had military, they used it what they were. There was a post I saw not long ago that the bodies that they pulled out of that SUV were actually dummies. You know, they wanted to, this whole thing was staged and fake because they want to use this for gun control. And that's something else, too, that's really kind of bothered me about all of this, is that 14 people died in San Bernardino, California. But the response that I had seen from a lot of people was, well, you're not getting my guns. 300, as of this recording, 355, 356 mass shootings happened in this country in this year alone, in 2015. And not one of them was stopped by a person that has a legal permit to carry. Well, bro, these all happened in gun-free areas and we can't do that. What happened to the argument that you'd rather be, you know, tried by 12 than carried by 6? You know, the people that sit there, the NRA, the people that do, I'm not going to get too deep into this because I know that just upsets so many people. But my point of view on this is that these people, these gun nuts, have not done anything to solve the problem. And they're more worried about what they're going to do with their guns, their own guns, than worry about the fact that 12 people, innocent people, lost their lives. You know? You just have to, you know, when people lose their marbles about one thing or another, logic goes out the window, and that's the way it goes. It's like these conspiracy theorists who absolutely wholeheartedly believe that everybody is out to get them. And it's ridiculous. It is absolutely, the only time that sort of thing has ever occurred was in the late 30s and early 40s when Adolf Hitler did that. And he had his reasons. As misguided as they were, he did what he did. So, you know, so be it. Well, the media is controlled by the liberals. Yeah, it goes back to this whole idea that everybody that's in the media business, me included, we have this daily meeting where we sit down and decide what we're going to cover.
They're only going to tell you their side of the story, so they'll make sure that the libtards keep getting elected.
No, it doesn't work like that. No, we talk about the things that people talk about. This is one of them. Right or wrong, it makes no difference. Hell, the episode that I did, I forget what number it was. When I was talking about the refugees, the Syrian refugees, and what that turned into, so somebody in social media referred to me as an uninformed pile of shit. Those are his words. It was in the the Xeno episode 94. Xenophobia runs rampant last couple of weeks, and and I was referred to as an uninformed pile of shit, even though I was using valid news sources for the conversation that we were having about it. And it's funny because if I say something that somebody doesn't agree with, A, I've done my job. B, I'm automatically an uninformed pile of shit because I didn't agree with your point of view about something. If I were to say something like Donald Trump is a fascist, then all the Trump supporters would jump on me. He is a fascist, and I don't know what's more frightening, Donald Trump or the people who support him, because they're a scary bunch of people. Trump is a racist. He's a xenophobic fascist, and it's a problem. And it's scary. It's frightening. It really is. I don't think he's going to serve a single day in the White House. I really don't. I think there's a large undercurrent of people that really are that feel like I do, believe it or not. And I think a lot of it is, of course, geographical too, because I live here in Memphis. It's the Mid South, which means I have a lot of the Southern people that I see in my feeds or friends of mine on Facebook or followers on Twitter. Although most of my Twitter followers are from people outside of the area. So I get a dose of reality out of it because people down here look through life in a very bizarre filter. And it happens that way. And that's fine. I mean, I'm not condemning anybody. I'm not judging anybody by this, but it just happens to be that way. And it can be kind of a frightening thing. So with that said, a lesson learned here, kids, don't get into a debate with somebody who believes in mythical things like the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, FEMA camps, and Easter Bunny. Or Bigfoot, for that matter. Although I have more in my mind to believe in the existence of Bigfoot than I do in the fact that the federal government is setting up concentration camps for its own citizens. They're doing it right under your nose, bro. You're going to come get you, man. We already live in a FEMA camp. We already here. They're not building them. They don't have to build them. All they have to do is close up the city. And they send the police in, turn off the internet, turn off the cable, and there you go. You get nothing. That'll never happen, of course, but at least not in my lifetime, I would assume. So, be that as it may, I try to be as optimistic as I can. I try to be as positive as I can about certain things. And now I know I don't have to feed the troll. And that's all it is. People will see. That's the beautiful thing about Facebook. Unfollow. Hello. Block. Hello. And you don't know that I've done that to you. Because I don't have to see this. I'm getting tired of this shit. So, people, there's been so many stories about how social media makes people depressed. It can. It can actually do. It can, and it will depress you. And the best way to avoid that, well, actually the best way to get yourself away from it is actually separate yourself from those feeds. Just get away from it. Close up your Facebook account, close up your Twitter account, whatever it is that you do. Close it all up, you'll avoid it. Or you can tailor make your feed to be the things that, that you like to see. Cat videos, pictures of puppies, people that that say intelligent things. People that don't say intelligent things, you can block. They're still your friends, but you can block them. They see what you write, but there is that. That's important. That's what I've done. I've tailor-made my feed. If I looked at my if there was a list of how many people I have unfollowed or blocked, it would be substantial because all I see now are, and I'm about ready to start banning out the people that put the inspirational quotes and pictures up there. I get it. You do that to make yourself feel better. But a study has been done that the people that post those are inherently the most depressed, effed up people out there. That's their problem. You don't have to be depressed. I mean, yeah, everybody goes through the depression. I get it. It's an illness. It does happen. It is sad. It claims the lives of a lot of people. But here's the thing. You can do something about it. There are doctors out there. There are people, there are counselors. There are people out there that can take care of you. Lord knows, I get depressed as well. There are times when I really find it hard to get up, but I get up and I do it. I want to give every day its opportunity to give me something, an opportunity perhaps, or a blessing of some sort that I might could put in my pocket, something that I might be able to take with me. We only have so many days, and I'm not going to, let that get to me. And you can't. You really can't do it. And it's like, it's easy for you to say, bro. It's like all the people that were, bitching and wailing and moaning about Scott Weiland passing away. They were saying, oh, it was sad, it was horrible. And then there were some people that said they were surprised that it hadn't happened sooner. I fall into that category. But I dare not say that in social media or else I get attacked. Well, that's just insensitive, bro. Look, I get it. People have demons. They suffer from a lot of afflictions. And Weiland was one of them. It happens all the time. It's a problem. It's sad. And, you become a victim of your own environment in those cases. If you don't know how to solve your problems, if you don't know how to get help, it becomes an issue. And it's as frightening as that may be, it's a fact. And you have to do that. And I may come across as being insensitive. I feel horrible about that. He was a year younger than me, for God's sake. And he died. He was a talented dude, and he died. He died unintentionally. He didn't want to. It just happened that way. And it is, it's unfortunate. I don't want to make light of it, but it gives one pause to think about these things. Think about your own mortality when something like that happens. It thinks about, the circumstances that you find yourself in that precipitate this kind of stuff. And it doesn't have to be like that all the time. I do think our society here, for what I see from my vantage point, is that the value that we place on human life is nothing. We're more worried about ourselves. I talk to people all the time. And I have conversations with people that I meet on the streets. And these people, they may be friends of mine in social media, but I've maybe met them once or twice in public. Forgive me if I don't know your name. I can't remember them all. But there's a good chunk of people that like to talk about themselves. That's what people talk about. They talk about themselves. They don't want to ask about how you're doing, how you feel. That's just the way it goes. And that selfishness breeds all these strange ideas and things that are happening all over the place. As I mentioned, 14 people died in San Bernardino, California, and the first thing I saw about it was, you're not taking my guns. And by the way, they were Americans that did it. They live here. They were citizens of this country. They weren't Syrian. Did they have radicalized ideas on their religion? Yeah, it looks that way. That's the unfortunate part about it. But it wasn't executed by professionals. But 14 people died. Let's not lose sight of that. 14 people died, 17 others injured. Some of them pretty severely. And yet you're more concerned about what the government is going to do with your handgun. And I tell you something else about this, and I'll leave it alone. The post about, we should ban cars because drunks kill people with them. We should ban forks because fat people are dying of obesity because, That makes no sense, okay? A car is not designed to kill people. A fork is not designed to kill people. A gun is. That's its only sole purpose. It's meant to destroy the things that you aim it at. And saying that it isn't the gun that kills people, it's the people that kill people is somewhat correct. But the gun is only designed to do one thing, and that is to kill you or kill whatever it's aimed at. Any living thing, it's meant to destroy it. That's its only purpose. You can't bake a pie with it. You can't fly a kite with it. You can't do a lot of things with a gun because it's not what it's designed to do. It's designed to kill. It's its only purpose. And these gun nuts that are ramming that shit down everybody's throat, it's an old argument. It's done. It's tired. Get rid of it. Use logic. Be logical about it. Be smart. If you're going to carry on an argument or a discussion, try and educate yourself. And I'm looking at you, you conspiracy theorist nut jobs, you. No, the federal government is not building concentration camps. If they were to do that, they weren't making them big enough. The Denver airport is not going to be a FEMA concentration camp. Have you heard that nonsense? Look that up sometime. It's crazy.
Well, they're building them around here, man. They're stockpiling coffins, and they're going to just...
Oh, shut the fuck up. Be reasonable. Be sensible. Look around you. Your life doesn't have to be about everybody coming to get you, because they're not. Maybe, hey, here's a thought. Maybe they're building the FEMA camps to get the conspiracy theorist out of circulation. There's a thought for you. It's the reverse of logic here. It's like you can't, you know, tinfoil hats don't stop the CIA rays. Actually enhanced them so they can read your brain or they can plant those thoughts into your mind. Oh, shut up. You know, our federal government can't handle a lot of the things that we've tasked them to do. They sure as shit can't handle that. Good God Almighty. People have too much faith in the government to think that they're organized enough to put you under. Oh, it's a shadow conspiracy, man. The Freemasons and the Illuminati are going to come take you away, man. No. No, they're not. No. And they're not going to censor me. They're not going to shut me down. I love the fact that there are so many people who think that we should just outright ban Islam in this country, despite the fact that we have this thing called freedom of religion in this country. I tell you what, we'll let you ban Islam when we take the Second Amendment away from you. How about that? Is that a fair enough trade? It's give and take. It can't be all that. And all of you people who want this eye for an eye bullshit, you're no different than the damn Sharia law that you're afraid of in the first place. Grow some balls and act like a fucking adult for a change and go that way. Gee, Rick, you're being awful harsh. You know what? I get tired of this shit. I get tired of seeing this. I get tired of having it rammed down my throat every time I turn around about guns, 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 and people. And, you know, we got to kill all these people. Just round them up like animals and deport them all. We're going to run the Mexicans out of here. You know what? The Mexicans are already leaving. There's no jobs here. They're leaving. They're going back to Mexico. They're tired of the bullshit that's being out there. Rick, you can't talk like that. You don't have to subscribe to this. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of here. Rick, you seem a little angry, man. You might want to calm down. I'm not angry. I'm annoyed. And I'm a little freaked out about it. Yeah. And I think everybody should be. Because there's a lack of common sense that exists in here. Political correctness is going to kill us all. What, semantics? To call a garbage man a sanitation worker is going to be a problem?
Well, I was afraid to call the police because they were dark-skinned and I didn't want to be accused of racial profiling.
Oh, that's a fucking cop-out. That's complete bullshit. If you're afraid to call the police over that, you got bigger fucking problems. Give a shit what color you are. If you come wandering down the street with a goddamn gun, I'm going to call it like I see it. Has nothing to do with being politically correct. There's a man with a gun and he's coming down the road and he's shooting people.
Well, I don't want to call the police because I'll be accused of racial profiling, even though he didn't shoot anybody.
Well, you know, better safe than fucking sorry. Don't be that ass. And don't use that as a fucking crutch. It's, oh God, some of the things that people say in this world. It's frightening to me that not only are people saying this shit, there are people who are buying into it. That's what's bad. It's one thing if a dumbass says something stupid. It's worse when another dumbass believes the first dumbass. And then it grows. It's like a goddamn disease.
Yeah, you're being awful harsh.
Then fine. Don't listen to it. I'm tired of hearing your shit. You may be tired of hearing mine. Go somewhere else. That's all there is to it. Those of you that have stuck around and been a part of this thing, thank you so much. I know you have choices. There are places that you can go. And you know, and you could. That's all I have to say about that. Lord have mercy. I need to go lay down. I'm getting dizzy.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
And somebody had referred to me as an uninformed pile of shit. And it made me laugh because one of the things that you have to keep in mind when you're in this business, when you're in broadcasting, whether you're in show business of some sort, especially in radio or television, if you're not pissing somebody off, you're not doing your job. It seems counterintuitive, but it does work that way. So I like being that referee. I like calling people out because if it's one thing that is a incredibly irresponsible thing to do is to spread false information. If you spread something that comes from just one source, you are guilty of that. What I do want you to do is to open up your head a little bit, open up your mind, and look at things, look at a particular situation or scenario from all the sides. It makes more sense to do it that way.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Holiday gift-giving season is upon us, and there's a really cool place here in Memphis called Wizards. You may have heard about it. It's been around a long time. They are a wonderful group of people. They have a really cool shop. It's a very unique smoke shop and gift shop. They've got fantastic stuff in there. It's a little something for everybody. They have shirts. They've got these woodwick candles that are absolutely tremendous. I gave one to my wife. She loves it. They've got all sorts of cool things. You want to see what I'm talking about? Look for the Wizards banner ad on our website at radio-memphis.com. You can buy online, very safe, secure. They'll ship it to you. It's great for your holiday shopping stuff. Take a look at some unique stuff that they have at Wizards. You can find them online. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking, 1999 Madison Avenue, open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. All right, you heard what's coming up next time. In the meantime, those of you that are fans of the radio station, radio-memphis.com, a quick little note here. We've upgraded the audio-only server, if you will. It sounds a heck of a lot better, and it's on TuneIn, which is where this podcast can be found. But the radio station is there. Look for Radio Memphis. It's the skull wearing the headphones. You can't miss it. Take a listen, see what you think. We've boosted it back up to CD quality audio, which was an issue that we've been kind of working with. So finally, we've got it where it sounds great. So that's a pretty groovy thing. So that has happened. We're constantly making improvements, which is a good thing. And we've got some apps that we're working on as well. So it's a slow process, but you know, you do what you do. You carry on as best as you can. But forward progress is always a good thing. Those of you that are in a small business that you share my woes, you you know exactly what I'm talking about. That any progress is good progress. So you know, you go with it as best as you possibly can. So you do that. So there you go. And as far as this podcast, if you're new to it, of course, it's everywhere. It's at on our website at radio-memphis.com. It is also on Stitcher. It's on player.fm. It is use Pocket Cast. It's a great app. It allows you to track it down. It's on TuneIn. I mentioned it. There's all sorts of ways you can subscribe to it, and you can find it at the home of the podcast, which is at Podbean. Yes, rickcheddar.podbean.com. They provide the hosting for us. Great company. Blueberry, tons of places. You can also find it on my blog page, which is rickcheddar.blogspot.com. That's where it is. So there you go. I'm done. I'm out of here. We'll see you next time. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Try not to shoot each other. That would be kind of cool. That'd be groovy. If you're sitting there with the gun and you're thinking it's time to snap and go into, a Walmart, start shooting people up, don't do that. Put down the gun. Relax. Take a deep breath. Everything. Find some help. It's something done. So there you go. So we'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.